For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. There are more than 1,300 bat species. Some migrate, but for years, researchers haven't had much information about their migration patterns. Now, because of hundreds of telemetry towers and transmitters glued onto bats' backs, a Texas Tech researcher is getting data about where the bats go. That could help Liam McGuire discover why hundreds of thousands of the flying mammals across North America die each year because of wind turbines. The bat deaths could eventually affect agriculture. Each night in Texas, bats devour as many as 1,000 tons of insects, meaning the use of fewer pesticides. So if the number of bat deaths keeps rising, more pesticides might be needed.
If we're losing huge numbers of these bats to wind energy mortalities, then that's going to potentially have an impact on that whole cumulative effect of the whole community across the continent. There are lots of insects out there that like to eat lots of plants, and there's lots of bats out there that like to eat lots of insects.
McGuire is using a system of towers called MODIS, which is Latin for movement or motion. About 400 telemetry towers are part of the collaborative effort. They're located along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida and then move up the East Coast to Maine. There are also towers around the Great Lakes, a few in West Texas, and one in New Mexico. The towers pick up signals from small transmitters on the bats that weigh about a third of a gram and are about a half inch long.
The system, in principle, can work on any animal carrying a tag. So I've been using it with bats. There's other folks that are looking using it for dragonflies. Any animal that moves around that's big enough to carry the little transmitters, the system will work for any of those.
MODIS relies on an array of sensors in the towers that simply wait for animals to pass within range and then share their radio telemetry data with a central repository. Before he began using the towers in 2009, McGuire says, researchers used attached transmitters, but that method's results were limited and difficult.
Before we had this network of towers, the only way that we could really study these animals was to catch a bat, attach a transmitter, release it, and then try and chase it around and follow it, you know, with a truck and holding an antenna out the window. And these bats don't tend to stay right by roads, and they move very quickly. And so for a migratory species, that's basically impossible. So it's only when we started getting the ability to track these animals with these automated networks that we could really start getting into asking questions about what's happening during migration.
It used to be that every transmitter had a different frequency, which required hours to dial through before sending the data on to specific researchers. Now, all the tracking happens on one frequency, and each transmitter has a distinct digital code. The bat deaths involve only migratory species. So is it the migratory aspect that makes wind turbines an issue?
That's the question. What the attraction is or what the reason why these bats are being killed by these turbines, that's still a question that's out there to be fully answered. I think we've got parts of the question figured out, but there's still, you know, why is it these migratory species? Why not other species? Why just during the migration season primarily? Why not year-round, that sort of thing?
Already there are a few hypotheses. One is that the migrating bats view the turbine towers as giant trees, which would make them attractive markers for male and female to find one another for mating. It's also possible that the bats who migrate over long distances fly higher than those that are regional migrators. Another is bat anatomy. Studies have shown that bats killed at wind turbines have no external injuries. The air pressure drops in the wake of a turning turbine blade.
The papers that have come out have suggested that as bats are flying along and they fly into this low pressure zone, their lungs, which are just like ours, are basically balloons. All of a sudden there's a rapid pressure change and it damages the tissues in the lungs. And so these bats end up with what they call barotrauma. That is potentially one reason why you get a lot of dead bats compared to dead birds.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.